Assalamu alaikum. My name is Alison and here is my story. There was a unique place where Muhammad would go and recite the Quran. He is a Hafiz, so he needed no book. He used to sit near the rocks and meditate, and I used to stop nearby and work out. That was my last stop prior to walking back to my apartment, which was a few blocks off. I used to wonder at the magical recitals of the words Muhammad used to pronounce. What amazed me was that Muhammad reluctantly answered and did not lift his gaze. Verses of one of the surahs was being recited and he was weeping. He then told me that it is not permissible for him to talk much because I would take him away from his religion. He was not allowed to look at gorgeous women in such a way. He clearly stated that if I wanted to know more, I needed to be more covered up. I was really impressed. I found him extremely attractive, such broad shoulders and delightful smile, and he wanted me to dress up to talk to him. I thought it was funny. Next day, I dressed up and met him. He was pleased and spoke about his faith. I was mesmerized how he memorized his book. I asked him about love. He told me of the love between Muhammad and Khadija, and that was a love relationship I fell in love with. We started going out. Thank God he agreed. He was a perfect-sized athlete and I love athletes. He had a better figure proportion than me. We started jogging together and one day I told him, I have found my Muhammad, and he cried. I need to find the Khadija in you, he said meaningfully. With all the perfections, he was not looking for something that was beyond my comprehension, so I told him to teach me. He sent me to see his mother and she is a lovely soul. After a few months, I converted, and here we are today, braced in love and harmony in the house of Allah.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Eddie, and this is how I was attracted towards Islam. Amna was a student at University of Chicago, and there was a park nearby where the Muslim females used to meet after Friday prayers and enjoy the summers. There were games and other activities. However, the other students used to pass by. I was another passing by student, but often looked at Amna and thought she was really attractive. I was immediately attracted to her. I thought she had the most exotic looks and freshness of life. However, the scarf told me that she is a gone case and that she will never come to my world. I was an atheist and never wanted to know more about God. But I always had a dream to meet her. And one fine day, there was Eid festival, and she was distributing sweets. And I said hello to her, and she smiled back. I knew that smile. It was a welcoming smile. That is what I thought. Later I realized I was a bit correct. She welcomed me to sweets. Please have some sweets, she said. Thank you. May I ask your name? I asked inquisitively. Amna, and yours? Eddie. That is a beautiful name. What does it mean? I inquired again. The name of my prophet's mother. You should read about him and her, she said. I said, I'm an atheist, and left politely. Though I had liked her initially, I hated religious talks. Amna just had to like me for what I am. I also questioned the role of religion in relationships. She found out I was in the swimming team, and she made sure she was there after my swimming sessions. I was walking out one day and bumped into her. Hence, she gave me sweets again and asked me about atheism, and I was gladly telling her my views. She listened and continued to learn more about my sentiments. We started talking more and getting more data about the existence of any God. She did not talk much to me in response. But once she got the maximum points, she told me to meet a friend of hers. And I willingly did. This was at Amna's house. It was her friend Ali. Ali was a convert from Australia and already had known the questions before I had even met him. At this time, I was now open to dialogue. I was no expert, but had a standard approach. Now I was able to listen. Weeks followed after meeting Ali. Ali was a sound character that gave me logic and reading. And I had many questions which Amna was ready to explain. This is how it began. The real issue was to convince the parents. Amna belonged to India, and I was a hardcore, blonde-haired American raised in Iowa. I did convert because I felt this was the right deen. The marriage segment came after. I had to make a few trips to India, but the family finally got convinced. We got married and realized this was the right thing to do.